Well, people everywhere are blogging, tweeting, they're writing and giggling about Stephen Slater today. He's the JetBlue flight attendant who got a bit carried away as the plane he was working on landed at JFK Airport on Monday. His job performance was so egregious or outrageous or exceptional that Slater has been let go from JetBlue. But that has not stopped his online followers and supporters from getting involved. To tell us how, we're joined by our tech columnist and noted blogger, DJ Kelly. Hello, DJ.
Good to see you, Donna.
Well, why don't we begin by telling people what Stephen Slater did, if they haven't heard about it yet, on that JetBlue flight.
Well, it's only been about 24 hours since he did it. So, yeah, I imagine there's a few people out there who haven't heard about it. And if you have, then you're kind of getting to the point of why we're talking about this today. Stephen Slater, yesterday on a flight from Pittsburgh to New York, when the plane landed it at JFK Airport in New York and it was taxiing towards the gate, we're pretty familiar with the idea that, you know, you don't get up to get your luggage until the flight attendants say that you can. Well, one passenger decided that she was not going to wait for that, and the flight attendant promptly asked her, presumably politely, to sit back down in her seat until they'd actually reached the gate. She refused to do so, cursed at him, reportedly, and as she was taking her bag out of the overhead compartment, she hit him, reportedly, in the head with the bag, I assume by accident. He asked for a reply, an apology. She refused, used a little more profanity, to which he basically lost it. And to put it mildly, I would say, he then took to the PA system of the plane itself and called her a few expletives that you cannot repeat anywhere on the radio. And quite frankly, he probably shouldn't have said on the plane. He then reportedly grabbed two beer from the mini fridge on the plane, opened the cabin door, deployed the big slide, and promptly slid out of the airplane, basically quitting his job
waiting arms of the police.
Well, he actually managed to run all the way across the tarmac, get in his car at the employee parking lot, drive home, and a couple hours later, the police met him there and arrested him for a few different things. They've charged him, obviously, for everything, federal aviation crimes of deploying the slide, you know, running on the tarmac.
Yeah, they threw the book at him.
They certainly did.
And I mean, whatever we think about this, how is this story playing out in the social networking media, DJ?
Yeah, I think that we've all had run-ins with rude people before, and if you've worked in the customer service industry, you know how frustrating that can actually be to have a rude person and not be able to say anything back for fear of losing their business. Well, it's a little interesting the way that this is actually playing out right now, because there are lots of groups, people like that, who are creating Facebook pages and stepping up and supporting him. Some of them have tens of thousands. I'm not kidding. There's one page out there that has about 20,000 supporters for Stephen Slater already. And as I said, this incident only happened about noon hour yesterday. So in this new world that we're in, this kind of thing can actually spread like wildfire.
It certainly can. What about people who are condemning his actions? Have you seen much out there in the blogosphere about that?
Yeah, for the most part, no. There's not too many people out there, but I will today condemn his actions. I think he went way over the top in terms of being able to do this. There are many, many other ways that he could have handled the situation, but clearly he just lost it. There is the reports are coming out that apparently he is under a lot of stress right now. His mother is has lung cancer. So there's a couple of people who are still trying to figure it out. But this is the interesting thing, is that, as I said, it's only been about 24 hours since this happened, and we know a ridiculous amount of information about this guy.
And that's really the point, isn't it? I mean, whether you think the guy's a hero or a disgruntled villain, How does this Stephen Slater story really point to how technology is influencing our lives?
Well, Mr. Slater was an active user of a couple of different social networking platforms. He has a MySpace page, he has a Facebook page, and he's on LinkedIn as well, which is sort of your online resume, if you will. It's a business networking site. we saw a lot of the mainstream media gathering photos and information about him from these sites in the aftermath, meaning that the first stories of this with a great deal of information about Mr. Slater, including that how long he's been at JetBlue. We know that he was the chair of the new uniform committee at JetBlue. We have tons of photos of him proudly wearing his JetBlue uniform in a lot of different places. So we kind of can get a bit of a sense of who he was as a person and how out of the ordinary this must have really been for him. So we're starting to see a lot more of that kind of stuff happening. And this information obviously is available to average users as well, which is why I think that we're starting to see so many people who are coming out in support of him the way that they are.
DJ, when is the movie about Steven Slater coming out, do you think?
Well, I think that we're going to need to actually hear a little bit more in terms of what actually happened, because this is the interesting thing, is that even with all of this information available to us, we still don't have the whole story. We don't know what it was that set him off. So we'll have to see.
And isn't that the point? I mean, we seem to know so much about so many people now because of instant media and social networking sites, but we still don't know the whole story.
And I think that that's the case that it was before. We used to not have this sort of instantaneous bits at the beginning, and we used to have to wait for the entire story. Whereas, some people might say that that's good. Some people might say it's bad, but we're certainly getting more information than we ever had before and earlier.
DJ, thanks so much for this.
My pleasure.